So now we are entering through the Gezi Park.
There's a lot of road.
Yes.
I mean, it's quite gray. It's
yes.
Green.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, because they wanted to cut down the trees to build something new, which they used to have. I mean, I don't call we, but I call they during the Ottoman Empire. And Erdogan wanted to build it again. So they started to cut the trees, and that's how everything started during the protests.
In 2013?
Yes, 7 years before. Already past 7 years, can you believe it? So, I come here. Firstly, I sit, I don't go far. I used to sit on those benches, and you sit alone and you start to wait. And there are some ways where you can find your partner for cruising. I mean, when they pass by, they look at you and they grab their penises, which means I can fuck you. Or they can ask for a lighter, or they can ask, as you did, what time is it? So the conversation starts. If you say yes, and they say, can I sit? And you say, of course, you can, and it starts. And it happens so fast, you don't have to wait too much. Like, how old are you, and blah, what do you do, blah, blah. Do you want to come with me? Shall we walk? And if they say, shall we walk, it means you're going to fuck maximum in 15 minutes.
Maximum.
Yes. We don't have to talk a lot in park. You just wanna your dick to be sucked or suck a dick, or your ass to be fucked or fuck an ass. That's all. You just talk for formality. How are you? What's your age? What are you doing? Okay, let's go. I wanna fuck you. You even don't say it. You just ask for 3 questions in 10 minutes max or 15, then you leave to fuck. Baby, you cannot save the world by talking. Did we? No, we did not. It's the worst of it now. I mean, we are facing with the worst days. The ozone, the climate change. We're talking about them. Can we change it? No. So don't talk, just act.
Just suck.
Just suck. Yes. I cannot save the world with one dick, but I can save my stomach and my satisfaction. Satisfaction, I mean. Whatever.
And you would come here Friday night?
First, I started to come here Friday nights and Sunday nights. Then, after my graduation from high school, I started to work in Borusan Music Library in Istanbul, which I also come to the concerts here on Friday nights. So before those concerts, I used to come and sit here also. Blowjob and an opera. Blowjob and The Marriage of Figaro. And again, Bakırköy.
And I think we just passed police.
Yes.
Yes.
Did they look at us?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. We are a little bit far from protest times. Mm. If it was closer to those times, we could not even walk in the park. And they say, what are you doing? Mm. But now they are, you know, I don't know why. I know, of course, because he has more power. He doesn't need to stop anyone because he's everyone, he thinks, I mean. Mm. You know, his power is like stable on 4 legs, or, you know.
You're making claws. Like,
yes,
you're,
yes.
A prey bird.
Yes.
And when you say he, you mean?
Erdogan. So, I was walking like slowly and gently as a young boy. The age range is large. Yes. I mean, you can see young, old, and you know, Arabic, Kurdish, Turkish. You can see intellectual guys here. Mostly they come here to find dicks, you know. Mm-hmm. And young guys. Let's hear the sound of water falling down.
Would the fountain be here? Was the fountain here in 1900?
Yes, it's always here. You can see it, see from the architectural shape of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear it. The memories with the fountain. Wow. It was and it's still here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It means something.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, of course. It was and it's still here.
Yeah. It's, one of the
it's like the heart of the park for me. It seems and looks like so lively. Mm. It still has a soul. You know, water always is, you know, refreshing, you know. Blood comes and goes for me when I think. The changes, seeing the fountain, not with red light, not with light, without light, always a brutal in a shape, but now with red, as they want to see, they want to show us, or they want us to see, oh, it's a red fountain. It is not. The fountain is still there. With red lightning only. To change means having those 20 girls on Harbiye previously before 15 years, and which was the really a hot spot for them for years and years, but not now. We find spaces more to work with as 20s, but the memory of Harvey was with those trannies, but now they are not there. You know, in Istanbul, as sex workers, we always had to move from that point to that point, that point to that point, that point to that point, and it changed in the last 30 years for three or four times. Hortum Süleyman case, you can investigate from Google. Most of the girls used to live in Cihangir those times, in Kürtelaş, in the late of 1990s and in the beginning of 2000. And Hortum Süleyman, the head of the police station in Taksim, going to there and kicking the girls with hortums. How do you say? Like buttons. So that's how we call them. Him with the button. Hortum Süleyman. And then those girls has to go Tarlabaşı and Fulya and separately, you know. For example.
And when you say it means something that it's still here, how much is lost of the park?
How much?
How much is lost of the park and the shape that you knew and what it looks like right now?
I mean, when I look at it, it seems like it's still, but I haven't been here for a long while, like, let's say 5 years. Mm. I passed by, of course, but I haven't been that much as we do tonight. The sense and the soul of the park seems like a bit changed, but I can still see people who are looking at people and who are asking for or waiting for something. It makes me feel good and fun and gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could be totally different,
yeah.
But it still kicks. It still has it. It's something,
yeah.
Surprisingly,
yeah.
After Gezi protests.
Yeah, and why is it like...
And it has more light. Previously, it was darker. There was not so many artificial lights, street lights, now as we see, like it's like kind of showing something or kind of want to see something, you know. I mean, everything has to be more clear, more direct. You cannot hide. You cannot run away. We will see you. It was so much different than these times. People always say, but I mean it. Yeah. That Turkey, old Turkey and new Turkey, is total, total, total different.
Can you describe that difference?
Of course. I don't feel safe when I walk on the street now. I feel like I don't belong here. I feel like I don't grow up here. I mean, it doesn't have to be something to feel that, but I feel that. Those times, I was feeling so fucking free. Everywhere belongs to me. I mean, every inch of Istanbul belongs to me, and I can walk freely every part, every inch of Istanbul, but not now.
Why is that?
It's within and beyond and after the regime. It's changing, and slowly and deeply, they know what to do. They are clever. I don't know directly if they are, or the people working with them are so much clever, but whatever they do, they did in 15 years, last 15 years, and they did it so slowly, carefully, but it feels like 150 years. Also, in Germany, it happened in 3 years before Second World War, you remember? Everything happened in 3 years, or mainly 3 years, but not more than 10 years. Everything changed in Germany before Second World War. So it is not, I mean, we don't have the world wars anymore, but the war, the soul, the meaning of the war has changed, I guess. This is also a war. I mean, because I feel like I don't belong here. I feel like I need to move from here.
I actually wanted to ask
this tree. Steel and was. Yeah. This tree, yeah. The darker part of the park is this tree. In this part of the park. The biggest dick I've ever seen was his dick. Like, he was like 60-something, and I was like 16-something on those times. He has a huge dick, and he was always sitting here in this point of the park or walking around these trees. And I always come to see him if it's still here or not. Then I just memorize the hours that he stays here. Then I started to come on those hours, and he just take off his dick, and I just suck, and he just comes, and he doesn't say anything, then I leave every time. He just stands, opening his dick, just stands like this. Then I just suck, he comes, and I just swallow, and I leave. And after 2 weeks when I came, I find him here again, and again, and again. You know, dick for me is like as a tool. When it's big, it sounds like it's useful to me, so I want to play with it. That's it. Look at this. There was nothing that, I mean, we now see a very white artificial light in the park now, and it was not here. After Gezi protests, they put them here. I heard the news. I saw the news online. They are cutting trees down. So they intend to cut the trees, and they did for a couple of, I guess. Yeah. And people start to say, no, you cannot take down those trees. This is Gezi Park. Park means where we go to have fresh air, where we go to see greenies, you know. Then we start to stay here. And we grow, and we grow, and we resist. And when the world resisting comes up, it means, no, you shouldn't be here. And then their alert lights, red lights came up.
Ew, ew, they're resisting, they're resisting, they're resisting. We should do something. It's like a coup. It's like a coup. They're resisting, they're resisting.
Then it started. Erdogan didn't have that power on that time as he does now. So this private security, not the police. I'm not sure even if he speaks English or not. Anyway, we can talk about when we say Erdogan, yeah. It's okay. But Erdogan, they understand. Anyway, so we started to resist. Then tents came up. And they couldn't take us out. I mean, you cannot protest anything, like even with a small amount of people. I mean, they don't let you do that in Istanbul, in Turkey anymore. Not, I'm talking about only Taksim. I mean, everywhere, you cannot do that.
There's a law, no?
Yes.
That you cannot get together.
They changed the law. I mean, the law is Erdogan now.
And this was before COVID. Like, yes. You couldn't gather with more than...
Yes, yes, it was. I mean, luckily, the park stays here still. And I can feel it. You can feel the fresh air, right? Luckily, we can still feel this freshness coming with the memories. Let's go together. Let's walk together.
Yeah. That
afiyet olsun aşkım. Baksınlara yol boş ver.
İyi olmak güzel yani. Selam.
Aman siktir et ayol. Sen keyfine bak, takıl hadi bye. They're just looking at me that like and I'm an evil. Why? He said. And I said, don't worry. I mean, just fuck them all. Just walk yourself. Just walk with pride.
Good. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So, you have to gaze. Whoever gazing at you, because you know, now I'm Kübra, which means, I mean, I can summarize being Kübra for now. I who have boobs, so people when they see me on street walking, they just gaze my boobs and they just poke each other. Look, look, look, look. She has or he has boobs, and each time. Directly, I start to play with my dick when they gaze at me. That's how I fun with it. Let's go. Boobs? Okay. Like this. By the way, it doesn't offend me. No. I love it. I love people looking at my boobs, then I'm playing with my dick at the same time. And I love the shocking effect on their face. Yes. It's all performance. Being Kübra for me means I'm performing. Yeah, that's it. Barış or Kübra or who, however you wanna call me. You can call me like Blue, Q, Green, Gray, Ali, Ayşe. I don't stick on names. I don't stick on shapes. And we just passed by.
Yes.
From the spot that once I was fucking with a young boy, which I found here. He was fucking me. Then police came. Boys, get out of there. And they just saw us. while we were fucking. And I started to pretend like and I'm a tourist.
I don't know Turkish, I don't speak.
I started to talk like this, and they started to kick him, you know, slap him, kick him. And I don't remember directly how, but without any kick or slap, I was just out of it.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I wanted to read you a few sentences from this article by Emre Yildiz.
Can you read it? You need light?
Maybe, yes.
Give me my phone.
Yes. I'm skipping a large part, but then there's a part here. It's about Gezi Park and sexuality at the center of the margins. Gezi Park was not only the biggest cruising spot for the community, not unlike Park El Alay in Tehran, the Tiergarten in Berlin, or the Rambles in New York Central Park. It was also the last remaining queer space for working class folks, denied access to the bourgeoisie, queer scene of Istanbul, which was built around an increasing number of high-end bars and clubs. From sex workers and hustlers looking for customers, to men looking to have sex with men, to the occasional romantic looking for a hair lover, the marble steps of the park themselves converted... Oh, your light.
Sorry. My battery.
Oh, wait, I have it. From sex workers and hustlers looking for customers, to men looking to have sex with men, to the occasional romantic looking for hair lover, the marble steps of the park themselves converted from the tombstones of the Armenian cemetery that once stood in its place have seen it all. Yeah. Did you know about the Armenian cemetery stones? No.
Buyurun, merhaba. İyiyiz sizler?
Dolaşıyoruz.
Kolay gelsin.
Bu yaptığınız olayla da ticari bir amaç yoktur değil mi?
Belli, ticari bir şey gibi gözüküyor.
Yok, bazen bir video çekilip işte
ses kaydı
yok. Şey yapıyorlar. Yok, ses anladım da.
Benim buradaki anılarımı anlatıyorum arkadaşı, 25 sene, 20 sene önceki. Parktaki anılarımı. Güzel. Hiçbirimiz burada değilken.
Doğrudur,
güzel. Onları kaydediyoruz yani, eski anılarımızı. Neler yaptın, nasıldı bu park, şimdi nasıl
hayatımı
gibi.
Hayatımı yazsam roman olurdu.
Tabii. Oldu bile
şimdi
zaten.
Şimdi anlatıyorum, kaset çıkartıyor.
Tabii.
Çok iyi.
Dedi, ama daha bir sakin gördüm parkı. Bir eski ya, haline pandemi, dönmüş. Pandemi eski haline bir dönmüş. Pandemi değil canım.
Ya bu barlar falan kapalı.
Bir ara deli gibiydi. Dedi, bir iyi gördüm. Çok aydınlık ama bu kadar aydınlık değildi eskiden. Fazla ışık var.
Sana gizli bir şey söyleyeyim. Güvenliklerin burada tek yaptığı şey ne biliyor musun?
Ne yapıyorsunuz?
Patlayan ampulleri sayıp onları bildiriyoruz, onları getirip takıyorlar.
He says, whatever we do you know what? I said, what? The ampules, the lights, yeah. Well, went off, we just let them to know they went off. Then they come here to yani change them with the new ones.
50 tutulur yaptığımız tek iş o, inan.
Okay.
Hadi iyi geceler.
Size de iyi geceler.